Snake eats poisonous newt and lives. Newts and other salamanders move slowly, so they are easy prey for garter snakes and other predators. But some of these amphibians have evolved chemical defenses against predation. In a word, they are poisonous. The rough-skinned newt, Taricha granulosa, is a salamander that lives on the Pacific coast of North America. The newt sequesters in its skin a potent neurotoxin called tetrodotoxin, TTX. TTX paralyzes nerves and muscles by blocking sodium channels. Most vertebrates, including predatory garter snakes, will die if they eat a rough-skinned newt. But some snakes can eat rough-skinned newts and survive. In certain populations of the garter snake, Thamnophis sertalius, most individuals have TTX-resistant sodium channels in their nerves and muscles. But they pay a price for this attribute. TTX-resistant snakes can move only slowly for several hours after eating a newt. And they never move as fast as non-resistant snakes. Thus, TTX-resistant snakes are more vulnerable to their own predators than are TTX-sensitive snakes that simply don't encounter poisonous newts. Pufferfish, octopuses, tunicates, and some species of frogs also use TTX as a defensive chemical. Other animals and many plants use a variety of chemicals to defend themselves against predators. And many predators have evolved resistance to those chemicals. Both the production of and resistance to defensive chemicals are evolutionary adaptations. But adaptations that benefit an individual in one way may reduce the ability of the organism to carry out other activities, as happens with the decreased ability of TTX-resistant garter snakes to move quickly. And adaptations, such as the ability to produce neurotoxins in the skin, may be energetically costly for an organism to develop and maintain. In other words, to improve its performance in one area, an organism typically experiences reduced performance in some other area. There is a trade-off between the benefits of an adaptation and what it costs the organism that expresses it. One tool of evolutionary biologists is to try to identify and measure the trade-offs that different adaptations impose, because the nature and strength of those trade-offs influence the extent to which different adaptations succeed, and thus how populations of organisms evolve. If TTX resistance had no cost, we might expect to find resistant garter snakes everywhere, even in environments where there are no toxic salamanders. This is not the case. If toxic defensive chemicals had no cost, individuals of many prey species would probably be poisonous. They are not. Preeminent among Charles Darwin's many contributions to biology was putting forth a plausible and testable hypothesis for a mechanism that could result in the adaptation of organisms to their environments. In effect, Darwin offered a mechanistic explanation for the evolution of all forms of life, including humans. Some people find it difficult to accept that the same mechanistic processes that determine the evolutionary pathways of plants, insects, and bacteria also guided human evolution. But as Darwin noted, there is grandeur in this view of life.